Let's go ahead and bow for a word of prayer. Manalangin muna tayo bagong lahat. At pasok na tayo sa Book of Numbers today. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, God, for the blessing, the opportunity we have to study the Bible, to learn something from the Word of God. I pray, Lord, as we look into the Book of Numbers today, Lord, I pray that we would take heed to the spiritual principles that we find in the Word of God. Help us, Lord, to apply it to our lives. Speak to our hearts, I pray. Pray the Holy Spirit of God would speak to us, Lord. If there's some who don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that today would be the day that they would get saved. And I pray for us who do know the Lord as Savior, help us to grow. We ask your hand of blessing on us because of Jesus Christ. In his name only, we pray these things. Amen and amen. All right, so Book of Numbers, as usual. We're going to look at the overview, just an introduction to Numbers today, and then we'll try to get into the Book of Numbers. Pag nag-aaral tayo ng aklat ng Bible, gusto natin makita yung pangkahalatang larawan, the overview, para alam natin sa isip natin kung ano yung mga sections ng Book of Numbers. Alright, so Numbers has 36 chapters. Ang chapters niya. At kaya ito tinawag Numbers dahil ito ay patungkol sa pagbilang ng mga armies ng Israel habang sila ay pag-alagala sa kagubatan. Now, lumabas sila galing sa Egypt. Anong aklat yon? Yung paglabas nila sa Egypt?
Exodus.
Paglabas nila sa Egypt, nag-isang taon sila sa Sinai. So we have new maps. Because it's a new book, I want to show you that. Here we go. Let's see. Ati Lat, paki, you know, assist lang. You have the maps over here. Make sure everybody gets one. So itong map na ito, makikita natin yung paglabas nila sa Egypt. At ang pasok nila ay sa tinatawag nating Sinai Peninsula. So they go from Egypt to Sinai, and the map right there shows you, itong map na ito, galing ito sa NASA. This is space. From space. Makikita mo talaga. Alright? Now, yung maps na yan, isasolin nyo. You're gonna return the map. Huwag nyong isulat yan. Huwag nyong iuwi. Kasi ilalagay natin sa bagong notebook. Ito yung bagong natin notebook. So, ito magsisilbi sa Bible Geography notebook natin. And so on and so forth. So, pero I just want you to see the map. So nakikita ninyo yung Egypt. Nakikita ninyo yung guhit kung saan sila lumabas sa Red Sea. Tapos ngayon, nasa timog sila sa Sinai. And that, they spent 1 year in Mount Sinai after Egypt. So Exodus yun. Ngayon, anong ginawa nila sa isang taon dun sa Sinai? Nagbigay ang Diyos ng batas. By the way, anong aklat yon? Yung batas patungkol sa mga pare, pagpapare, pagsasamba nila sa tabernacle. Anong book yon? Leviticus. Pertaining to the Levites. Anong tema ng aklat ng Leviticus?
Holiness.
Correct. Okay, so ngayon, nasa aklat na tayo ng Numbers. So isusulong na ng Diyos yung children of Israel mula sa pang-aalipin, sa kanilang liberty, sa kanilang pagkalas sa pang-aalipin. At ngayon, nais ng Diyos na sila ay sumakop uli sa Canaan. I don't know if you have the map of Canaan. Did you see Canaan in there? Okay? Sa taas. Gusto ng Diyos, 40 days lang sila, pagkatapos ng 1 year anniversary ng pagkalaya nila, 40 days, pasok na sila sa Canaan dapat. Sakupin na nila yung lupa ni Abraham na kanilang ninuno 400 years ago, naalala ninyo. And so, kaya lang, hindi sumampalataya ang first generation. Hindi sila sumampalataya, kaya nagkaroon ng sumpa at sinumpa sila ng Diyos, nangako ang Diyos, wala sa isa sa inyo na 20-year-old at pataas ang papasok sa Canaan. Ngayon, lahat kayo, 20 pataas, mamamatay kayo sa kagubatan. So, ang nangyari, they stayed there for 40 years. 40 years silang pag-alagala doon sa Kadesh Barnea. Nakikita ba ninyo yung Kadesh Barnea? Diyan sa map? Nakikita nyo yung Kadesh Barnea? Okay? You see that? Diyan sila pag-alagala 40 years. Paikot-ikot sila. About 2.5 million people. At yung first generation nung namatay sila, sinulong uli sila. At yan ang aklat ng Numbers. That's what Numbers is all about. It's the wilderness wanderings. And so, when we look at the book of Numbers, dapat yung isip natin ay patungkol sa pagsayang ng mga taon sa kagubatan. That is a waste. Why? Because of unbelief. Dahil hindi sila sumapalataya. Hindi sila naniwala sa salita ng Panginoon. Sabi ng Panginoon, sakupin nyo na yung Canaan. Ibibigay ko sa inyo yan, yung mga kaaway nyo. That is your land. But because of unbelief, naalala ninyo yung mga spies? 12 spies? Dalawa as a spies ang nagbigay ng magandang balita. Sakupin natin, kaya natin yan. 10 sa mga spies nagsabi, no, hindi natin kaya, mga higante yan. Lagot tayo, patay tayo. And so, sabi ng Panginoon, dahil hindi kayo sumampalataya, lahat ng 20 pataas, patay. So, hihintayin natin silang mamatay. And it took them 40 years. 40 years. So, sa Book of Numbers, meron tayong tatlong, meron tayong tatlong division. So, from chapters 1 to 9, at Sinai. From chapters 1 to 9. Nagsisimula pa lang sila, binilang sila, and they came up to about 600,000. Let me look at my notes here. 600,000. 603,550 nung nagsimula sila sa Sinai. Tapos from chapters 10 hanggang 21, lumipat sila sa Sinai, pumunta sila sa Kadesh Barnea. At Kadesh Barnea. Dito sila bumagsak. Dito sila nagsabi, hindi natin kayang sakupin yung Canaan. Dito sila pinakita nila sa Panginoon, wala silang pananampalataya sa salita ng Diyos. Kaya nasumpa sila for 40 years, pag-alagala sa Kadesh Barnea. Tapos sa 22 to 36, hanggang katapusan, at Moab. Moab. Do you see Moab in your map?
Yes.
Okay. Sa taas na yun ng map, makikita mo, papasok na sila sa Canaan. Finally, after 40 years na sumulong na sila, yung second generation. Yung second generation. Kaya tingnan mo yung Numbers chapter 36. Since we're starting with the book of Numbers, let's look at the end. Numbers chapter 36. Tingnan mo yung chapter 36 ng Numbers. Numbers chapter 36. Verse 13. Numbers chapter 36, verse 13. These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses unto the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan, yung River Jordan, near Jericho. So makikita mo sa map yung Jordan, makikita mo sa map yung Jericho, makikita mo dun yung Moab. So nandun sila sa kabila ng lawa. Nandito yung Moab, nandoon yung Jericho. At sa gitna, yung Jordan River. So, finally, they're ready to go in. Pero natutunan nila na maghintay sa Panginoon, natutunan nila maghirap sa kagubatan. Is it necessary na maghirap sila for 40 years? Is it necessary? Absolutely not. Sana nakinig na lang sila sa Panginoon at maiwasan nila yung 40 years na pag-alagala. Now, hindi naman lahat ay sayang. Marami tayong matututunan doon sa mga natutunan nila bilang Israel. And by the way, sinulat ito para sa ating ikabubuti bilang mananampalataya. We are born again, New Testament Christians. Hindi ho ito sinulat para sa atin. Tingnan mo yung verse 13, Numbers 36 verse 13. These are the commandments and judgments which the Lord, that's Jehovah, capital L-O-R-D, yun ang pangalan ng Panginoon, the Lord, commanded by the hand of Moses. So sino nagsulat ng Book of Numbers? Moses. So siya ang manunulat. Sinong may akda? The Holy Spirit, correct. So tandaan natin, instrumento lang si Moses. Ang talagang nagsasalita ay si Lord. And Moses is just the writer, yung author, Holy Spirit. Now, wait a minute. Maraming mga nag-aaral ng Bible, pagdating sa sino nagsulat ng Genesis, sino nagsulat ng Exodus, Leviticus, Number, Deuteronomy, yung unang limang aklat, bagamat sinabi ng Bible si Moses, maraming mga profesor na tuturo, teachers, Bible commentaries, preachers, hindi nila sasabihin si Moses yon. And they are wrong. Mali ho yun. Si Moses ang kinausap ng Diyos, si Moses ang manunulat. Next question, kanino niya sinulat yung Book of Numbers? Tingnan mo ang sabi ng verse. Unto the children of Israel. So para ito sa bayang Israel. Hindi ito diretso talaga para sa atin bilang Kristiyano. Pero marami tayong makukuha from the Book of Numbers. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, so Numbers is written to Israel, but we as Christians, we derive great principles from the Book of Numbers. In fact, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the entire chapter is about numbers and what happened to them in Numbers and how he applied it to us. Tingnan mo ang 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 3. Well, let's go ahead. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. So, wag tayong, ang kausap dito ni Paul, yung Corinthian church, sabi niya, dun sa mga Hudyo na part ng Corinthian church, yung ninuno natin, si Moses, dumaan sa sea, Red Sea. Verse 2, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. So, nasa loob sila, ng authority ni Moses. Verse number 3, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. Yan ang Book of Numbers. God was not well pleased with them. Hindi nalugod ang Diyos sa kanila. Why? For they were overthrown in the wilderness. So yan ang Book of Numbers. Overthrown. Natiwalag sila sa kagubatan. So rinereview ni Paul yung Book of Numbers sa Corinthian church. So yung Book of Numbers, mahalaga yan sa Tuktukan Baptist Church. At parang tayo si Paul, kung ano yung natutunan nila, i-a-apply natin yan sa kapanahonan natin ngayon bilang church. So, verse 6. Now, these things are examples. So, you see, Numbers, the Book of Numbers, is an example to the intent that we should not lust after evil things. Huwag nating naisin yung mga masasamang bagay. Katulad ng ginawa nila sa Book of Numbers. As they also lusted. So you see, Paul is rehearsing the Book of Numbers to the Corinthian church and warning the church, huwag tayong gumaya sa pagnanasa ng masasamang bagay katulad ng ginawa ng mga Israelites sa kagubatan. Do you see that? Are you listening? Do you see? Yung pagnanasa sa masasamang bagay, nagagawa ba ng Kristiyano yon? Yes! Hindi porque saved ka, ibig sabihin, wala ka ng problema sa kasalanan. No! Kung ano ang kasalanan na laman ng Biblia, at maraming mga kasalanan dito, pwede ho nating makumit bilang Kristiyano. And so we are warned. Huwag nating gayahin yung mga ginawa ng mga Israelites sa Book of Numbers. Now, verse number 7, neither be idolaters. Did they practice idolatry? Yes. Just read Exodus. Just read Numbers. Just read the Old Testament. Kings, Micah, di ba pinag-aralan natin sa Book of Micah? Did they practice idolatry? Yes. As were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Wala na silang pinag-abala sa buhay, kundi magsaya na lang. Oh, kumain, magtrabaho, magsaya. Saan ang Panginoon? Wala. That is wrong. Neither let us commit fornication. Huwag tayong gumaya sa kanila, gumawa ng fornication. Ano yung ibig sabihin ng fornication? Pakikiapid, pakikisama, na wala sa kasal. You see that? That is against the word of God. As some of them committed and fell in one day, 23,000. So, ang dami na namatay sa kagubatan dahil sila ay fornicators. Verse 9, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. So saan yan? Numbers chapter 21. Yung serpents na humagat sa kanila. You'll see that in the book of Numbers. Verse number 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. That is Numbers chapter 14. Kung saan nag-complain sila. Ba't mo kami dinila dito sa kagubatan? Papatayin mo ba kami, Moses? Mas mainam, bumalik na lang kami sa Egypt. And you see, this book of Numbers is all throughout. Napakalaki ng impact ng Numbers, hindi lang sa Corinthians. Mababasa mo ito sa Psalms. Mababasa mo ito sa Deuteronomy. Mababasa mo ito sa iba't iba pang mga prophets and New Testament books. So the book of Numbers is all about that, and we are going to learn all about that. So ito yung theme ng Numbers is wilderness, wanderings. Wilderness, wanderings, pag-alagala sa kagubatan. Wilderness, wandering. So wilderness is the key word there. And sinulat ito nung nakalabas sila sa pangalipin ng Egypt after 1 year. So let's look at Numbers chapter 1, verse number 1. Numbers chapter 1, verse number 1. Page 118 sa sample Bible natin. Numbers chapter 1. Sabi ng Bible, now the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, and so verse 2. So ano yung second month? Oh, ito, may chart ako. The months. Yung palang April, May, ang second month ng calendar year ng mga Hudyo. So ngayon, May tayo, nasa May. Pwede rin nating sabihin, ito yung buwan na kung saan nagsimula yung kanilang paglisan ng Sinai. So we're in the right month. We're in May. All right. So mainit ba sa May? Is it hot in May? Yes. Biro mo sila nasa kagubatan. Walang tubig. 2 million. That's the month of May. That's the second month. All right? So April, May. Anyway, so again, yung chart na yan, ilalagay natin sa notebook natin. Huwag niyong iuwi, ha? 100 pesos yan. I'm just kidding. Verse number two. Numbers chapter 1, verse 2. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families by the house of their fathers with the number of the names every male by their poll, from 20 years old and upward, and all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou shalt, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies, and with you there shall be a man of every tribe, one of every one head of the house of his fathers. So sabi ni Moses, sabi ni Lord kay Moses, bilangin ninyo lahat ng mga 20 years old na mga lalaki na pataas sa bawat tribo na handang maggera. So hindi ito lahat ng 20 years old na mga lalaki. Yun lang mga lalaki na handang mag... ano yung war? Yun, handang makilaban. Sa armies, sa army. Ano yung army sa Tagalog? Army. O yung mga... Yung. Yung. Mainam. Mahusay yung Tagalog. Malalim. Hukbo. Okay? So, yun lang yung mga men na qualified. So, merong mga men na hindi qualified na makipag-away. Mga may sakit, ganon. Yung mga... yes, yung mahihina, and so on and so forth. Yung mga may pamilya, bagong kasal. So, yung rules nito, makikita natin sa Book of Deuteronomy. Wala pa tayo doon. Pero pagdating natin sa Deuteronomy, re-review natin ito. Anyway, so, may qualifications ang Panginoon. And so, verse number 5 hanggang verse number 16, makikita natin yung mga ulo ng tahanan ng mga tribo ng Israel. At itong mga pangalan na ito, these are names. And sometimes, we lose the fact of names. But let me remind you, kayo may Strong's Concordance kayo. Gamitin nyo yung Strong's and look up the name meanings. Halimbawa, verse number 5. These are the names of the men that shall stand with you of the tribe of Reuben. Elizur, the son of Shedeur. So, si Elizur is the head of the Reubenites. Si Elizur. And by the way, his name means God is my strength. Wow. God is my strength. So, yung mga ulo ng tahanan natin, yung mga men. Dapat, kayong men, Elizur kayo ng tahanan ninyo. Be the God of my strength of your home. At saka yung mga pangalan, these names are, you know, if God ever gives you children, you ought to want to name your children Elizur. Galing, no? Anong pangalan mo? Elizur. Bakit Elizur? Because God is my strength. Oh. Hindi lang tayo nagne-name ng pangalan ng bata kasi cute. Look up the name meanings. All right? Verse 6, of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Oh, see, Shelumiel means retribution of God, God's judgment. Verse 7, of Judah, Nashon, the son of Aminadab. So see, Nashon means serpent. Serpent. Siguro, wise ito. Wise as serpent, harmless as dove. Verse 8, Issachar, sa tribu ng Issachar, si Nathaniel. Ibig sabihin ng Nathaniel, gift or given of God. Wow. Gift or given of God. Verse number 9 of Zebulun, so yung tribe ng Zebulun, si Eliab. Ibig sabihin ng Eliab, God of his father. The God of his father. Nakikita niyo yung pangalan ng Diyos dyan? Eli. Naalala niyo last week, yung pinag-aralan natin yung Hebrew, El means God. Eliab, God of his father.
the son of Helon. Verse 10, are the children of Joseph, now si Joseph, hiniwala yung dalawa niyang anak, si Ephraim at saka si Manasseh. So Ephraim, si Elishama, Elishama. Elishama means God of hearing. Naririnig ng Diyos. God of hearing. Boy, these are great names. The son of Amihud of Manasseh, si Manasseh naman, si Gamaliel. Gamaliel means reward of God. The reward of God. The son of Pedahjur. Verse 11, of Benjamin, yung pinakamaliit na tribo, si Benjamin. Abidan, ibig sabihin ng Abidan, father of judgment. And Dan, Ahizur, brother and or helper. Verse 13, Pagiel, ibig sabihin ng Pagiel, prayer of God. And verse 14, sa Gad, si tribu ng Gad, si Eliasaph, the Lord increase. Si Ahira, sa tribu ng Naphtali, ibig sabihin shepherd. Alright, so itong mga tribu na ito, verse 16, these were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. So, sila ang mga leadership ng children of Israel. Verse 17, inutusan sila ng Diyos na bilangin niya yung mga 20 years old na hukbo. Verse 17, and Moses and Aaron took these men which were expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. So that would be April, May. Alam na ninyo. And they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers according to the number of names, for they were 20 years old and upward by the poll. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. So nandiyan tayo sa Sinai. Verse number 20, so sa Reuben, sa tribu ni Reuben, binilang nila yung tribu of Reuben. So you have your record sa Bible. 46,500 sila. Verse 22, sa children of Simeon. Ito yung mga tribo. Ilan, by the way, yung tribo ni Jacob? 12. So bilangin nyo, there's 12 names. Simeon, verse 24, Gad. Verse 26, Judah. Verse 28, Issachar. Verse 30, Zebulun. Verse 32, Ephraim. Verse 34, Manasseh. Verse 36, Benjamin. Verse 38, Dan. Verse 40, Asher. Verse 42, Naphtali. Ilan yan? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Isa, actually, si Ephraim tsaka Manasseh galing kay Joseph. That's one. So, 11. Sino yung kulang? Levi. Tingnan mo yung verse 44. Look at verse 44. These are those that were numbered with Moses and Aaron numbered in the princes of Israel being 12 men, each one of the house of his father. So they were all numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward. All that were able to go forth to war in Israel, even all they that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,550. So 600, 3,550 sila na nagsimula sa Numbers chapter 1. Yan yung 20 years old na hukbo. So kung may asawa sila, double yan. Kung may anak sila, triple na yan. Eh, alam mo naman yung mga Hudyo, hindi naman isa lang ang anak nila, mahilig sila sa 12. Easy 2 million na mga katao na nandun sa Sinai. Imagine managing 2 million people. Verse 47, but the Levites, ayon yung mga tribu ng Levites, hindi binilang sa panggegera. Bakit? Kasi yung responsibility ng war para dito. Yung responsibility ng Levites, worship. You see? Yung Levites pang samba, pang worship, hindi pang gera. Look at verse 47, but the Levites after their tribes and their fathers were not numbered among them, for the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither shalt thou take the sum of the children of Israel, but thou shalt appoint Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, over the vessels thereof, over all the things that belong to it. It shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it. And they shall encamp around the tabernacle. So, sa ang plano ng Diyos, yung Levites, ito yung tabernacle, yung tulda. Ang plano ng Diyos, yung mga Levites, sila ay titira na pinakamalapit sa tulda. Now, verse 51, And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. When the tabernacle is pitched, the Levites shall set it up. The stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. That's death penalty. Verse 52, The children of Israel shall pitch their tent, every man by his own camp, every man by his own standard, throughout the host. So yun naman children of Israel, yung mga Reubenites, yung mga binasa natin kanina, Simeon, Reuben, Gad, Judah, sila naman, i-aarego sila ng Panginoon, three tribes dito, tatlong tribes dito, tatlong tribes dito, tatlong tribes dito. I-aarego sila ng Panginoon. So pagdating, dahil tulda siya, parang tent, nag-camping na ba kayo? Mag-set up kayo ng tent dito, malamok. Oh, uproot dito na lang. Maputik. Uproot na lang, dito na lang. Oh. So, as they journeyed through from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea to Moab, ang mag-aareglo nito ng tabernacle ay yung Levites. At yung mga tribes, sila yung, ganito yung formation nila kapag naka-steady yung tabernacle. Pero pag bunot ng tabernacle, pag sila ay pagala-gala, ang mangyayari, yung mga Levites, unang mga Levites, dadali nila yung Ark of the Covenant, may tribo. Tatlong tribo. Tapos yung ibang furniture, Levites ulit, tatlong tribo. Furniture, Levites ulit. Yun. Marching formation, ganito. So, orderly ang Panginoon. Hindi siya katulad natin, magulo. Kaya ang Panginoon, pag sabi niya, pag nag-stay kayo, ganito ang formation na gusto ko. Pag lumakbay kayo, ganito ang formation na gusto ko. You see? How orderly God is. Verse number 53, But the Levites shall pitch around the tabernacle of testimony. There shall be no wrath upon the congregation of Israel. Kung ang Levites ang mag gumalaw sa tabernacle, walang mangyayari, walang sumpang mangyayari sa kanila. Sila ang authorized ng Diyos na mag-move. Anong move sa Tagalog? Maglipat. Sila ang authorized na maglipat ng mga furnitures, magdala ng mga furnitures. Na naalala niyo si David, si King David, nung isinasauli niya yung Ark of the Covenant sa Jerusalem. Naalala ninyo yung isa, there was a man who touched the Ark. He was not a Levite. That was Uzzah. He touched the Ark. And David learned a valuable lesson. Kaya ilinagay lang muna yan sa bahay ni Obed-Edom ng ilang mga buwan, para ihanda niya yung mga Levites na idala yung Ark sa Jerusalem. So you remember that. Napaka-blessed ni Obed-Edom na yung Ark ilinagay sa bahay niya. Yung tahanan niya naging temple. When your house becomes a temple of God, that's when you are really blessed. That's when you are really blessed. Anyway, so observations muna before itapusin natin ang lesson natin today. The Lord planned for Israel to be formed into a nation. Nais ng Diyos na si Abraham ay maging isang great nation at gusto niya ibigay sa kanya yung lupa ng Israel, yung Canaan, dapat talaga kay Abraham yon. Saan natin mababasa yung kontrata ng Diyos kay Abraham? Genesis chapter 12, correct. Genesis chapter 12. So let's go to Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, hindi pa yung pangalan niya, Abraham, Abram pa lang. Get thee out of thy country. Ano yung country niya na dapat niyang lisanin? What country was that? Ur of the Chaldees, modern day Iraq, kung titingnan mo yung mapa ngayon. So si Abram, Iraqi pala siya, Middle East. And get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. So ang pangako ng Diyos, meron akong lupa para sa'yo, na ibibigay sa'yo. And I will make thee a great nation. So paano mangyayari ako maging great nation? Matanda na ako, yung asawa ko matanda na siya, wala pa kaming anak. Naalala ninyo, sino yung anak na pangako ng Diyos kay Abraham? Si Isaac. Siya lang ba yung anak ni Abraham? No. Ano pa yung mga anak ni Abraham? Ishmael. Kanino yon? Kay Hagar. At saka, yung anim niyang anak kay Keturah. Huwag niyong kalimutan yon. Don't forget that. Hindi sumunod si Abraham sa layunin ng Diyos 100%. Pero ginamit pa rin siya ng Diyos. Dahil mahabagi ng Diyos. Na kahit tayo, hindi tayo perfect sa pagsunod natin sa Diyos, may awa pa rin ang Diyos sa atin. As long as we repent and forsake our sin, God will have mercy and use again. So, sumulong na ito. Tandaan ninyo itong mga numbers na ito. Huwag niyong itaya sa loto. Pero pag nanalo kayo, ha, pag tights kayo. Just joking. 12, 1, 3, and 13, 14, 18, 15, 1, hanggang 21, at saka 22, 15, 18. Ito yung pangako ng Diyos kay Abraham sa Genesis, Book of Genesis. Una, binigay niya yung 12:1-3. Tapos, kinausap ulit niya si Abraham, 13:14. Nagdagdag siya ng mga, yung pangako niya dito tatlo, land, seed, blessings. At itong land, seed, blessings, dinedevelop yan ng 13, 15, at saka 22. Dinadagdagan lang ng Diyos yung mga detalye. So, you can read about the Abrahamic covenants dito. Okay? So, plano ng Diyos, gawin silang great nation. Kaya lang, nagkaroon ng problema si Joseph, dinala sa Egypt, at pinakita ng Diyos kay Joseph yung 7 years ng hindi muna famine. Kasaganahan, tapos 7 years ng tagutom, tagtoyo. Kaya naghanda yung Egypt sa buong mundo. Sila lang ang naging supplier dahil kay Joseph. At nagustuhan ni Pharaoh yung gawa ni Joseph, inangat siya, ginawa siyang number 2 sa Egypt. At sinabihan ni Joseph, yung mga kamag-anak ko, pwede ba silang makisulong dito sa Egypt? Kaya in-invite si Jacob na pumunta sa Egypt. By the way, binigyan ng Diyos si Jacob ng covenant. God gave Jacob the same covenant. Go to Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. So, kung ano yung pangako na binigay ng Diyos kay Abraham, binigay niya kay Jacob, Isaac at saka kay Jacob. Genesis chapter 28. Let's see here. Verse number 13. Genesis 28, verse 13. Genesis 28, 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereunto thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Oh, so land, seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So yung blessing. So nasa Genesis 28 yan. So ngayon, yung Abrahamic promise napunta kay Jacob sa 28 verse 13 hanggang 15. So, all throughout the book of Genesis, dine-develop yung covenant. Ito yung lumang tipan. So anyway, you have that. So Jacob. So ngayon, alipin na sila sa Egypt. Sinong pinadala ng Diyos para tanggalin sila sa pang-aalipin? Si Moses. Tama. So si Moses ngayon, ang nagbibigay sa kanila ng dahilan kung bakit susulong na sila. Alright, so now we have completed chapter 1. Ito yung study notes ninyo for chapter 1. Ito pwede nyong iuwi. Libre ito, free. Yung outline nandito, yung outline, gagamitin natin yung outline sa final exam ninyo. Ha? At pag napasa ninyo yung final exam, meron kayong gantimpala sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. Alright? Any questions sa Book of Numbers na pinag-aaralan natin? Any questions at all? Any comments? Gusto niyo mag-comment sa pinag-aaralan natin? Mahirap ba yung Book of Numbers? Hindi naman. Madetalye lang. One for everyone. No comments? No questions? Yan, sir. Pwede yan. At saka yung chart, pwede. Itong survey. Yang dalawa. At saka itong pangatlong page, pwede niyong iuwi ito. Sis Jenica, one more, ha? Ito yung last page ng study notes ninyo. Okay. So as a conclusion, don't forget, sa mga pangalans na binanggit natin, kilala ng Diyos yung mga pangalan ng mga Israelites na hindi natin kilala. So question, kilala ba ng Diyos yung pangalan natin?
Yes.
I hope so. Remember what Jesus said, depart from me, I never knew you. Kung hindi ka kilala ng Diyos, lagot ka. But if you know the Lord as your Savior, God knows your name. God knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows your situation. And we derive great joy from that. Tapos, number two, yung paglalakbay natin sa mundong ito, tayo ay pilgrims lang sa mundong ito. Huwag natin gawing langit ang mundong ito. We are pilgrims. Yung buhay natin ay pansamantala lang. Biro mo, after a few years, after 80 years, yung mga kabataan doon, ay patay na. Yung si Jacobed, she is how old now? 2 years old si Jacobed. 80 years, wala na. Kalansay na tayong lahat. Lahat, pati si Jacobed. Kung hindi bumalik sa rapture si Jesus Christ. So wag natin sayangin yung buhay natin sa kagubatan ng mundong ito. That's a worthless thing to spend your life in the wilderness of this world. I-google natin yung buhay natin sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon. And number three, makikita natin dito, Christian life is a life of preparation. So did God prepare them? Yes, God is highly organized. Highly organized and highly prepared these people. Kaya dapat nagpe-prepare din tayo. Mga magulang, i-prepare niyo yung anak ninyo sa paglingkod sa Panginoon. Turuan niyo ninyo siya mag-piano. Turuan niyo siya mag awit, turuan ninyo mag-solwin. Turuan ninyo yung mga anak na mag-memorize ng mga Bible verses para pagdating ng time, silang tawagin ng Diyos, may laman na yung utak nila. So you see, God is highly organized and prepared. Number four, spiritual rest comes by spiritual warfare. Sorry. Ang buhay Kristiyano ay buhay pandigma. Hindi ho tayo easy ang Kristiyanismo. Nobody serves God by accident. Kailangan, plinaplano yan. And you, every day, you say, Lord, I surrender to you. Use me. Every day, every moment. Number five, pilgrim living is a life of worship and work and warfare. So, hindi, nabura ko na lang yung worship and war. Pangatlo, hindi lang tayo nagsisimba at nakikibaka sa kalaban natin, si Satanas, naglilingkod din tayo. We are workers. Worship, war, and working. Number six, being a Christian does not guarantee automatic victory. Sorry. Hindi porque Kristiyano ka, automatic yung victory. Kailangan talaga. We have to work and trust the Lord and submit ourselves to the Lord for victory. On point, on purpose. Victory is not guaranteed just because you're a Christian. Now, kung hindi ka pa Kristiyano, wala ka talagang laban. Kung hindi ikaw na kay Kristo, walang pakinabang sa iyo itong pinag-aaralan natin. That's why, hindi mahalaga sa iyo ang church, hindi mahalaga ang Bible, hindi mahalaga ang prayer, hindi mahalaga ang Panginoon, dahil wala ka pa kay Kristo. Nandun ka pa sa Egypt. Kailangan malaya ka muna sa Egypt before na ma-experience mo ito. And number seven, God is more than enough to fight our battles. Amen? But we must surrender to Him and participate with Him in our sanctification. Sanctification. Iba ang salvation, iba ang sanctification. Yung salvation, libre yun. Paano yun? Masave ka kay Jesus Christ. Eh yung sanctification, mahirap yun. Yun yung everyday. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me, sabi ng Panginoon. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the principles we learn in Scripture on Numbers. I pray, God, you use us, Lord. Help us to look into the next chapters, Lord, with joy. Searching out your perfect will for our lives as we make our way through this world, as we are pilgrims in this earth, we are reminded again that we find victory in you and not in ourselves, Lord. And so we ask your hand of blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.